We are so glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We love hearing from you. Join us at Twitter, at @eRadioSports. We're going one-on-one with the Portland Trailblazers head coach, Terry Stotts. And one of the questions we've got to get into is, who is going to step in and fill the gap of Mo Williams and his production and be that sixth man?
Well, Steve Blake is going to come in and be our backup point guard. And, you know, as we've talked about, Steve's a veteran, and he's been involved with winning teams. And he's not going to provide the same scoring that Mo Williams provided, but I think Chris Kamen will provide the scoring off the bench in a different fashion. And, you know, as I mentioned, some of the young guys need to come in and, you know, step up a little bit with the scoring. But, you know, certainly miss Mo's scoring, but I think the way that Steve and Chris will be able to come in, we'll be able to make up some of those points, but just in a different fashion.
You know, one of your guys that produced a lot last year, of course, was Wesley Matthews, 16 points, almost 4 rebounds a game, and he is sidelined with an irregular heartbeat. I mean, what can you share, Terry, about that? Because, I mean, if you look over his career, I mean, he's only missed 13 games in his 5-year NBA career.
Well, thankfully, it was not serious, and he was able to play. He didn't miss any preseason games. He had a similar episode last training camp that was a little bit more involved, and he had to have a procedure and miss some games. But this was a little bit of a scare, but he returned to practice a couple days later and really didn't miss any time, significant time on the court. So thankfully he's healthy and ready to go.
Well, Wesley, he's got the big birthday next week. Did you know that?
Well, it's on my calendar, yes.
Hey, Terry Stotts is with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, and obviously the guy we've got to get into. Talk to me about Damian Lillard. I mean, he posted just brilliant numbers last year, and of course I highlighted in the open the buzzer beater, that three-pointer against Houston to advance to the second round. What kind of summer did he have? Because he had an opportunity to work out with the national team.
Well, he did. He worked out with USA Basketball and didn't make the team, unfortunately. But Damian's a hard worker, and he's really committed to being the best that he can be. And he worked very hard over the summer. He changed his diet. He toned up his body. And really, you know, he's answered the bell at every turn. His rookie year, he came in, he didn't hit a rookie wall. He came in his second season, there was no sophomore slump. He just built on the success he had his rookie season. And like I said, Damian is a committed basketball player. He's very professional and takes a lot of pride in not only who he is as a player, but not being satisfied with who he is as a player.
What are your expectations from him this year? And perhaps is there an area that you know you'd like to see him improve in on?
Well, you know, I think it's sustaining a level of success, and I don't necessarily want to get too caught up in numbers as far as shooting percentage. I'm sure that there are some goals there, shooting numbers. I think for him, he's committed to winning, and that showed last season. And he'll do whatever it takes to win, and it may or may not show up in improvement in his numbers, but whether it's distributing the ball, playing defense, scoring the ball, Damian's going to do what it takes to win. I think that's what he's most committed to.
Have you ever experienced something so exhilarating after he hit that three-point shot? I mean, what was it like? Can you take us inside the locker room? I mean, what did you say to the team after that?
Well, there wasn't a lot to say. It was such it was a historical shot. There haven't been too many playoff walk-off shots to win a series, much less a three, much less with .9. So, it was a remarkable shot. It was a remarkable moment. I was so pleased to be a part of it. The whole series, I think that series was the best series that I had been involved with, and I've been in the league for 20 years. It was very competitive with overtime games and going down the last minute, and then to finish the series on a shot like that, it was just remarkable. In the locker room, you know, it was a celebration, you know, obviously, that to win a series, no matter how you win a series, it's a celebration. But to win it like that, there was a lot of emotion in the locker room.
Hey, it was a very competitive series with Houston, but what were some of your takeaways from the series against San Antonio? And as you headed into the summer, you were like, we have got to do this better.
Well, I thought San Antonio set the template for what we want to be as a basketball team. They played together. They shared the ball. Their bench contributed. They played unselfishly. They played good defense. They played championship basketball. And it was, in a sense, for a young team like us, after winning a series for the first time in Portland in 14, 15 years, it was good to see a team like San Antonio that goes on to win a championship and how they went about their business. And I think it, for us, coaches and players, it really served as an example over the summer, is that this is what we need to do, and this is where we need to go.
The forecast is very bright for the Portland Trailblazers. Just a couple more minutes with Terry Stotts, their head coach, and one of the guys we definitely have to highlight. Talk to us about LaMarcus Aldridge. Obviously, he is a big part of your success, and you guys are very dependent on him. What are you expecting from LaMarcus this year?
Well, LaMarcus has been amazingly consistent throughout his career. And for us, the 2 years I've been here, he's consistent. If you look at his stats or his numbers, whether it's home or road, month by month, wins and losses, he's an extremely consistent player, and he's the foundation of what we do,
right.
Particularly at the offensive end. He's gives everybody a little bit of just a cushion, a little comfort zone of when things aren't going well, he'll carry us. And, a lot of people remember the first two games against Houston, he had two remarkable games down in Houston to get those wins. And like I said, he's the cornerstone of the franchise, and he knows that. He's accepted that responsibility. He's had other players here throughout his career, but now he understands that responsibility and actually cherishes it.
Offensively, are you going to challenge him to shoot more threes?
I don't know about challenge him. I think it's I've talked to him about it. I want him to do it if he's comfortable with it. I don't want him to do it because I said he should do it. If he's comfortable
right.
to do it,
uh-huh.
If he's comfortable shooting them, I want him to shoot them. But I'm a big believer in shooters having confidence to take the shots. And if he's confident in taking threes, then by all means, because he's a very good shooter and he could develop that part of his game.
Okay, Terry Stotts has been with us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Got 30 seconds. Just give us a quick hit on the Western Conference. I mean, it is going to be survival of the fittest.
Well, it's going to be as tough as last year, if not more so. Every team seems to get better, and it's going to be a wild 82 games, especially in the West.
Absolutely. That was Terry Stotts, head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, on our Stewart Cadillac guest line. For the latest deals and models, check out stewartcadillac.com. Terry, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at E Radio Sports. We will be right back.